Something is changing about how computers decide who gets to use them. Not all at once, not loudly, not in a single announcement. It is happening in pieces, through legislation, through operating system updates, through policy decisions made by companies responding to laws that most people have never heard of. And by the time the picture becomes visible to the average person, most of the infrastructure will already be in place. This is where things stand right now, May 2026. And the story involves Windows, Apple, laws already signed, bills already introduced, and a question that nobody in power seems to be in a hurry to answer. Let us start with what was found inside Windows. In March 2026, Microsoft released its monthly cumulative security update for Windows 11, identified as KB5074733, on March 10, 2026. This was described by Microsoft as a standard monthly release containing security fixes and improvements. But a YouTube technology creator who goes by Flight Videos began investigating the update. And found something that was not in any official change log or patch notes. Buried inside the Windows login component called Logan UI, a new registry key had appeared. It was named Identity Verify, attached to a control flag specifically associated with age verification functionality. This discovery was subsequently covered by multiple outlets, including a blog called Frank's World, which published an article about the finding on April 4th, 2026. It is important to be precise here about what this discovery means and what it does not mean. Microsoft does not officially acknowledge the Identity Verify key. The company has not confirmed its purpose, and no official deployment to the public has been announced. The feature is inactive for regular users. What investigators found is that when the feature is manually activated through an external workaround involving a Windows service called Clip SVC and a system reboot, the behavior that emerges is notable. The feature activates when a user attempts to run a program with administrator privileges. Instead of the standard administrator information dialog that Windows users have been clicking through for years, the system prompts for an ID scan and a face scan. At the default security level in testing, the implementation showed significant weaknesses. According to Flytek Videos testing, the system could be bypassed using a generated fake image, a fake ID document. At a higher security level setting within the feature, the system expects a genuine face scan and a valid government-issued identification document. But even at that level, testers found that mismatched faces and IDs did not consistently result in denied access, indicating this is an early, still experimental build, not a finished product. Task Manager was also found to offer a path to administrative privileges that bypass the verification entirely. The feature has another notable dependency based on testing. If a user is offline and disconnected from the internet, the verification cannot complete, and administrative actions become inaccessible. That means completing this identity check appears to require a live connection to a Microsoft server, which introduces a set of concerns separate from the age verification question itself. None of this is live for ordinary Windows users. It's hidden behind a feature flag, switched off, unavailable to the public. But the legislation that requires such a feature to exist is not hidden at all. It is already signed into law in California, already being considered in other states, and already proposed at the federal level. On October 13, 2025, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 1043 into law. The bill is formally titled the Digital Age Assurance Act. It was authored by Assemblyman Buffy Wicks and co-authored by Senator Tom Emberg. It passed both chambers of the California legislature unanimously. The law takes full effect on January 1st, 2027. Apps already downloaded before that date have until July 1st, 2027 to achieve compliance. The law creates the following framework. Every operating system provider, which the law defines as any person or entity that develops, licenses or controls the operating system software on a computer, mobile device, or any other general purpose computing device, must provide an interface that prompts the user to indicate their birth date or age. The system then assigns each user to one of four age bracket categories under 13, 13 to 15, 15 to 17, 18 to 18 and above. This categorization becomes a device level age signal. App developers, regardless of what type they may make, including weather apps, productivity tools, news readers, and social platforms, are required to request signal from the operating system whenever a user interacts with their app. The California law does not require a government ID or biometric scan. It uses self-declaration. The user enters their birth date and the system takes that as the input. The privacy protections built into the law come from data minimization rules. Operating system providers are required to share only the age bracket, not the raw birth date. They cannot share age data with third parties for purposes unrelated to compliance. App developers cannot request more information than they need for compliance. They cannot pass age data on to others outside the compliance purpose. Enforcement authority rests with the California Attorney General. There is no private right of action, meaning private lawsuits over violations are not permitted under this law. Penalties for negligent violations run up to $2,500 per affected child. Intentional violations can cost up to $7,500 per affected child. Senator Tom Lundberg, co-author of the Act, stated that California's children are growing up in an online world with no guardrails, and that AB 1043 creates a secure, privacy-first system for age verification on digital devices and applications, ensuring that businesses can offer safer experiences without over-collecting personal data. Assemblymember Buffy Wicks added that creating a statutory age assurance framework that balances privacy and usability will give parents greater peace of mind, build trust with children and families, and create consistency for businesses looking to innovate responsibly. Governor Newsom, while signing the bill, indicated in his signing statement that the law would need further refinement. He flagged concerns raised by streaming services and game developers regarding the practical complexity of multi-user household accounts and user profiles spread across multiple devices, and urged the legislature to address these issues in 2026. California is not the only state in this direction. According to Proton's reporting published in March 2026, lawmakers in Colorado and Illinois are also considering similar legislation. Louisiana and Texas both passed laws in 2025 requiring app stores to verify user ages through what those laws describe as commercially reasonable methods of verification. Texas law took effect January 1st, 2026, but the federal judge blocked it shortly after on constitutional grounds. The Computer and Communications Industry Association filed a legal challenge, arguing that the parental consent requirements unconstitutionally restricted speech under the First Amendment. Louisiana's law also took effect in January 2026. Utah's App Store Accountability Act is set to take effect May 6, 2026. These laws vary considerably in their approaches. California's model is significantly less invasive than what Texas and Utah require, but the direction across all of them is consistent. On April 13, 2026, a new federal bill entered the picture. The Parents Decide Act, formerly H.R. 8250, was introduced in the United States House of Representatives by Representative Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, with Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican from New York, and Representative Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, signing on as co-sponsors. The bill mandates that every operating system provider in the United States require every user to provide their date of birth before being permitted to set up an account or use the operating system. This applies to every user, adult and child alike, not only minors. If the user is under 18, a parent or legal guardian must verify that date of birth. The bill further requires operating system providers to build a system allowing app developers to access, in the bill's own language, any information necessary to verify the date of birth of the user of the developer's app. The bill was referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce upon introduction, which represents the first of five stages in the legislative process. As of this recording, no committee hearing has been scheduled. Enforcement would fall to the Federal Trade Commission, which would have 180 days after enactment to promulgate regulations covering how birth dates are verified, how parental confirmation is carried out, how the collected data is secured, and what standards apply when app developers access age information from the operating system. Violations of the Act would be treated as violations of FTC regulations, covering unfair or deceptive acts or practices under the Federal Trade Commission Act. Critics from multiple perspectives noted that the bill, at six pages in total length, delegates its most difficult and consequential technical questions to a regulatory body that would have six months to resolve problems the entire technology industry has been grappling with for years. While American legislators deliberate, something has already happened in the United Kingdom that makes the stakes of these decisions very concrete. On April 1st, 2026, Apple rolled out iOS 26 for iPhone and iOS users in the UK. Included in that was a new device level age verification requirement. UK users installed the update and encountered a prompt requiring them to confirm they are over 18. According to 9255 Mac, which reported extensively on the rollout, Apple System first attempts to verify age automatically using the payment method or account information already linked to users' Apple ID. When automatic verification is not possible, users must manually prove their age by scanning a credit card, which in the UK can legally be issued to adults, or by scanning a government-issued driving license. Passports are not accepted. Users who do not complete verification are warned they will lose the ability to download apps, make purchases, and access certain features. As Proton noted in its analysis, the UK Online Safety Act does not actually require age verification at the operating system hardware level. Apple went further than the law technically demands. The rollout was welcomed by the UK Communications Regulator, Ofcom. But the user response was divided. TechRadar reported that large numbers of users encounter problems,
particularly those without a credit card, those who assumed a passport would be accepted.
Users in online forums described the system as stupid, ridiculous.
And expressed concern that requirements of this kind would eventually spread beyond the UK to other countries.
Proton's analysis drew a pointed conclusion about OS-level identity verifications for the longer term.
A system that confirms age, adapted to confirm other attributes tied to identity.
A device that verifies who a user is can also be used to determine what they are permitted to access based on where they are from.
Once that infrastructure is in place, it does not need to be rebuilt.
It persists and can be called upon for other purposes.
Meanwhile, Discord separately announced plans for global age verification before delaying them in the second half of 2026, following significant backlash from users over privacy concerns.
The argument that drives all this legislation forward rests on real evidence.
Studies have found that 86% of children under 13 have accounts on platforms that officially prohibit users under 13.
Almost entirely because entering a false birth date requires no effort whatsoever.
Age gates at individual app or website level have failed as a protective mechanism.
The case for verification to the operating system is that a single consistent checkpoint replaces dozens of individual checkpoints,
each of which currently requires users to hand over sensitive personal data that then creates security risks.
The Discord data breach exposed 70,000 photo identification documments was cited in legal analysis of California's AB 1043 as exactly the type of outcome that a device level age signal approach is designed to prevent.
The open source problem has no clean resolution in any of the bills currently considered, California's law and the proposed Federal Parents Decide Act.
Both technically apply to Linux distributions. But Linux is not a product controlled by a single company.
It is a kernel built by thousands of contributors worldwide,
distributed by hundreds of independent organizations, downloadable from global mirrors, and modifiable by anyone with the knowledge to do so.
The Register raised this in a March 2026 opinion column, asking how enforcement would even function for systems with no centralized accounts and no single controlling entity.
Graphene OS, an Android-based open source operating system, has already stated publicly that it will remain usable by anyone around the world without requiring personal information, identification, or an account.
The legislation does not contain workable answers for reality.
Here is what is confirmed and verified as of May 2026.
A YouTube creator discovered a hidden inactivated verification system called Identity Verify inside the Windows 11 update KB507943
from March 10, 2026.
Microsoft has not officially acknowledged it.
Apple activated device-level age verification for UK users on April 1st, 2026 through iOS 26.
Requiring a credit card or driving license scan.
California's Digital Age Assurance Act signed law, effective January 1st, 2027, with unanimous legislative support and penalties enforced by the California Attorney General.
The Federal Parents Decide Act, H.R. 8250, was introduced in Congress on April 13, 2026, is bipartisan, and is in the very first stages of the legislative process.
Multiple other states are at various points passing their own versions of these requirements.
And several states already face constitutional challenges in federal courts.
The infrastructure for connecting identity to operating system access is being assembled right now through real-signed laws and real code updates.
The intent behind it is the protection of children online.
The concern around it is what the same infrastructure could eventually be used for once it exists.
That question deserves a clear public answer. So far, it's not getting one.